So often in life, we realize that most of us walk a very thin line between sanity and madness. When a person descends from one side of that line to the other, the cause is often disturbingly unexpected. Author Garen Cockrell shares his tale with us about a woman whose life takes a bizarre turn. A turn that can be blamed squarely on the eggs. Felicia Harden stood in the back of the grocery store, staring at a shelf full of eggs. She was 65 years old, moderately healthy, and generally a happy and sane individual. And so it was rather strange that the eggs were speaking to her, screaming at her for that matter. They were begging for her to rescue them. A young woman approached, and after glancing at Felicia, she grabbed a box of Farm Fresh, which elicited a chorus of terror from the occupants.
"Do you hear them?"
Felicia asked the woman. She looked at Felicia with confusion spread over her face.
"Excuse me?"
Felicia realized that the woman could not hear the terrible din coming from that cardboard box. She lowered her head and pushed her cart away from the screaming eggs and the bewildered young woman. At home, Felicia sat alone in her living room. She had her hands folded in her lap and was staring at the wall across from her. The wall was full of pictures of her family. She looked at the photos of her children, Tanya, grown with children of her own, and Nick, sweet Nick, who was killed when he was 17. The photos also featured her husband, Richard. He was never quite right after Nick's death. He took to the bottle and began hitting Felicia and Tanya. Not hard, he never left a mark. He just took to slapping when he got upset. One day, he closed his hand and punched Felicia. He wasn't a strong man, and Felicia was more frightened than anything. But Richard was so ashamed of himself that he fled the house. The grief and shame was too much for him to bear, and so he threw himself from the Cross Street Bridge and was crushed beneath the 305 to Tulsa. Now Felicia is alone. Alone except for the eggs. They were calling her from the fridge. They knew her name and were shouting it incessantly. The voices were filled with such terror that it was maddening. Felicia looked towards the kitchen and wiped a tear from her cheek.
"Save our friends."
Felicia cocked her head slightly. The voice was so familiar to her.
"Please, save them."
Felicia stood up quickly and rushed into the kitchen.
"Nick?"
She pulled open the fridge.
"Nick?"
She reached into the fridge and picked up the carton of eggs. The screaming was almost unbearable, but that one voice, Nick's voice, was still clear. Felicia opened the lid. The eggs were still, but the screaming continued.
"Please save them,"
Nick said again, his voice cutting through the screams of his peers. The center egg twitched and a small crack opened. A thin red line oozed from the fissure.
"The pain,"
Nick hissed. The crack deepened and a chunk of shell fell away, exposing a small, red, beating heart.
"Save them from the pain,"
Nick shrieked. Felicia dropped the carton. The eggs shattered and spilled thick red blood across the floor. Felicia looked down at 12 beating hearts on the floor before her. That moment was the last for Felicia Harden. The sight of those tiny hearts beating destroyed her mind, almost as if her sanity was released along with her bladder, the results of which were mixing with the blood on the kitchen linoleum. There were only two thoughts running through her head at that moment. The first was of saving the rest of the eggs from the store. The second was of her dead husband's gun. She shuffled into the grocery store in a daze. Her dress was stained with urine, the smell of which rapidly reached nearby patrons. Felicia grabbed a cart and pushed it towards the coolers at the back of the store. She bumped into a display of baby food, sending the jars exploding onto the floor. She did not feel the glass shards cut into her legs. She could hear them now, calling for her, begging for salvation.
Mrs. Hardy?
Jackson Simmons did not wake up this morning expecting to deal with a woman who seemed to have lost her mind. All he cared about was trim and weed, and this stock job gave him enough money for both. So, in truth, he really didn't care why this batty loon was walking through the grocery store with bleeding legs and a piss-stained dress. Normally, he would have just ignored her, but for some reason, he felt like he should speak to her. Fate apparently wanted his life to be short. One can never be satisfied with their last words, especially Jackson's, because unless you count the slight moan and sputtering, Felicia Harden's name was the last words he would ever speak. At the sound of her name, Felicia whipped out her dead husband's gun and blew off half of Jackson's face. She paid no attention to the ghost smile of his exposed skull, nor to the gore slipping down the shelf of Huggies behind him. Felicia pushed the cart forward, gingerly stepping past Jackson's twitching legs and slipped slightly in the widening pool of blood. She was dimly aware of the screaming and the pounding of footsteps, but these were secondary to the eggs. They were calling for her. She reached the end of the aisle and turned to the left. There they were, the eggs. She rushed forward and slammed the cart into the cooler at a full run. She felt something snap in her chest. It felt like something had broken and was now ripping into her lungs. Each breath sent a searing pain throughout her torso. She ignored the pain and started placing egg cartons into her shopping cart. The eggs were cheering now, ecstatic to be so close to freedom.
"Don't worry, I'll get you out of here. You'll be safe now."
All she heard was the elation coming from the cartons as she stacked them in her cart. She, of course, did not notice the silence pervading the rest of the store. The only sound being the soft, adult contemporary music spilling from the speakers in the ceiling. The store had emptied of people, all of whom were now gathered outside. They all had rushed out when Felicia had blown the face off Jackson Simmons. Now she was alone with the eggs. The happiness in the voices was causing tears to run down her face. She had never heard such relief, such joy.
"Mrs. Harden."
The voice was stern and deep. Felicia straightened and slowly turned to face Reginald Topher. He was a slightly gray-haired, overweight black man. He stood peeking around a display of Rice Krispies. He was afraid, that was obvious, but doing his best to keep it from his voice. He was the store manager.
Mr. Topher, I'd ask you to leave me to collect my friends here. I will meet you directly at the checkout counter just as soon as I've finished here.
But, Mrs. Harden, you've shot a man.
Felicia placed another egg carton into her cart. There were only a dozen or so remaining. Her eyes at that moment were completely clear, almost as if her sanity had returned briefly. But then it was gone, and her eyes went wild again. She raised the gun and squeezed off another round. A box of Rice Krispies exploded, sending the rice puffs showering to the ground. Satisfied that Reginald would not bother her again, she set about rescuing the last of the eggs. Her cart was full and surprisingly easy to push after she placed the last carton inside. The eggs were sighing contently. Some were crying with joy, others whooping and laughing. Felicia felt like a hero and was far too happy to notice the blood streaming out of her eyes like thick red tears.
"Thank you, Mother," Nick said to her.
Felicia began to cry as her cart veered towards a wall of soda. It bounced off the shelves and she centered herself and her cart. Her vision was blurring now. A watery red film covered her sight. She saw several blurred shapes rushing towards her. They meant to stop her from rescuing the eggs. She knew this.
"Stop them!" Nick screamed.
The eggs responded with equal terror. The police officers that rushed into the store had drawn their guns, but when the weird voices came from Felicia's mouth, they hesitated. This old woman was piss-stained and bleeding from her eyes, and now was speaking to herself in different voices. She was clearly insane, and none of them wanted to have her blood on their hands. It was this hesitation that caused young Billy Burke's life to end. It was his second day on the force, and his last. Felicia had unleashed her gun again and plugged him straight between the eyes. The back of his head exploded in the face of his partner, 25-year veteran Jeffrey Morgan. He would spend the next 10 years trying to clean the young man's brains from his face before he decided to join him by leaping from the roof of the downtown library. When she fired, Felicia snapped the cops from their temporary confusion. The seven remaining officers all emptied their guns. Out of 105 bullets fired, 90 would strike the hundreds of eggs in the basket. This was 10 of the final 45 seconds of Felicia's life. In her head, she heard the din of the eggs as death took them all from her. She heard her son crying out again for her to save him, but she could not. The police heard all of this as well. Only they heard it directly from the source, Felicia's mouth. In the next second, the first bullet ripped into her chest and blew away the rib that was pressing into her lung. For a moment, she could breathe normally, until the next 9 bullets chewed away at her. The 10th, 105th, and final bullets were fired by one Miguel Sanchez. He was the first man of Mexican descent to become a peace officer in this small town. He did not fire when everyone else fired. He tensed, took aim, and steadied himself. He saw the wild bullets rip into the wall of egg cartons, but his shot was true. His bullet ripped into Felicia's forehead and blew the thick, black, infected tumor that now ran red with her blood clear out of the back of her head. It splattered heavily against a jar of chili and dropped to the cool linoleum with a smack. Felicia smiled briefly at Miguel, and he would swear for the next 37 years of his life that she whispered thank you before she fell dead over the cart full of ruined eggs. Her blood dripped to the ground, mixing with the yellow yolks of the eggs.